Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
And real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. We're all wearing workout clothes. I'm also wearing a sports bra. I'm like, I'm going to be walking around.
And I was like, I'm going to be baking bread.
We're the laziest, the saddest, just the most old lady people.
My throat still hurts, by the way.
Does it really?
So bad. Like, to the point I'm worried, like, I need to go to the doctor. Or this is just my life now. Well, I'm wondering, also, the air quality has been, like, real shitty.
Yeah.
Here in LA, because, you know, the whole state of California is on fire thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's had something, because a couple other people I know have said that their throats have been hurting for a couple of weeks. So I think I'm just a delicate flower.
I know, you're just
but
like,
also should never smoke again.
Well, it's what happens. I mean, it's like a good thing to get healthy, but then the bad thing is that you become a little bitch.
And a pussy.
Yeah, you can't fucking hang.
A fucking nerd.
You're just in bed reading science books. Why? Because it's smoggy outside. My float holds.
Someone smoked a cigarette in my front yard last night, so now I can't go outside.
It just sounds like I have a fog in my throat.
Oh, it really hurts. It sucks. This sucks. Especially because, not for nothing, my job in one aspect or another, whichever job I'm doing, is talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's yesterday, I worked all fucking day and I got home and my throat, dude, this has got to stop. If anyone has any, like, hot tips.
You know,
other than killing myself, I've already thought of that one a few times.
I was gonna say drink hot tea and then run in front of a bus.
Yeah, I've done the hot tea part, right. And then I've been really thinking about the running in front of a bus part.
My tip was gonna be okay. So hot tea with lemon and honey, and enjoy it in the middle of a busy freeway.
A sprig of mint, and then jump off a bridge.
Right. Oh my God. Yeah. You know what is actually really good tea? And I'll send you a picture of it. Is Gaia Herbs makes a really good tea called Bronchial Wellness.
I've had that before.
Yeah. I have their cough syrup in my, I mean, you, because, you know, if you want a smooth, sultry voice, like as I'm listening to my voice, I'm like, I have the cough syrup.
Yeah,
in my
like
cup.
Your beautiful voice. Like, just very feminine, soft, delicate voice.
If you want a velvety.
If you want to talk like this,
it gets all the dicks hard. What is that? What is that? A 14-year-old?
It sounds like you brush your throat with cat dicks.
I do. That's what I use to clean my tongue.
Yeah, exactly. Some people have those like special tongue cleaner things.
Right.
You just use Sebastian's penis.
Right.
Is there an oral advantage to keeping your tongue clean?
Yeah.
Really?
What are you talking about?
I mean, I guess I've been neglected my tongue's health.
You don't
bacteria.
Brush.
No, I brush my tongue, but
you're like indignant about it.
I don't have a specific device, you know.
I'm not using a cat to clean my tongue.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's why you have terrible breath, Stephen.
Yeah.
Because you don't use a cat dick to clean your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you have to scrape all the shit off.
Bacteria gets stuck. Yeah.
I scrape the shit off my tongue. Like, that's not the thing. But I don't have a special device. I don't have a dedicated.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Only weirdos have that.
Yeah.
I was making a joke. Stephen, this is a comedy podcast. We're gonna have to have this talk. We're gonna have this talk again.
I like.
Every couple of months, I need to be reminded.
Son, sit down.
We're like, Megan's like, yeah, we use cat dicks to brush our tongues. LOL. Stephen's like, so now you guys, seriously though, what are the health benefits to using a cat dick?
Because I've been googling it, and I just can't find that much like good information.
I'm
so I think you two experts, since this is an expert self help podcast,
trying to give appropriate advice. Grab the conversation and wean it into a place that's helping people with it. Cause you know a lot about tea. That's an abnormal thing that you're like, oh, this obscure tea of whatever.
I do know a lot. What's happening?
happening? Look. How did, don't even, Steven, don't even try to wrap your way back around a T. We were at Cat Dicks cleaning our tongues. Right. And then you tried to be like, but Wendy, you do know a lot about tea. So I'm just trying to get some valuable information for myself and our friends and listeners yeah. of the show. Fuck off.
About
forever. That is
you know
ridiculous.
You know a lot about tea.
Wendy, you know a lot about cat dicks.
Right.
So
I assume you've also been to dental school.
What else can I clean my body with? Cat tongues? What about cat tongues? Like strap a cat tongue to a cat dick.
Right.
That's good for cleaning out your ears.
Yes. And washing your hair. That's how they clean their fur. You can clean your head fur with their tongues.
True. Yeah. Big shampoo has been lined us for years.
It's about cat tongues. That's where it's at.
Yeah. Well, Steven doesn't use shampoo. Anyway.
I use shampoo.
I thought you said you
then.
Didn't wash your hair.
I do. I occasionally wash my hair, but I go a really long time. Like I go, that's how my hair is so.
How smelly are you? Like your hair.
I don't know. So I'm never smelly enough that people will comment. I don't, Wendy, have you ever noticed me being particularly smelly? Well,
like a lover. Like a lover smelling your hair. Like I smell Preston's head yeah. all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Damn smell.
Like a baby's
head.
Tummy.
It feels like it works out okay.
You sniff Preston. Yeah, it is. You sniff his head like a what?
Like a baby tummy. Like it's a beautiful baby's tummy.
I never got that smelling babies thing. I mean, that's something I'm trying to not get into.
Because you're a monster.
Yeah.
They smell good. They smell like powder. Like
they smell like fresh life.
Mm-hmm.
That still has hope.
Right.
And can walk outside without their throat falling out.
I know. You just sniff them. And then when they fall asleep, you rip out their tongue and use it to clean your ears.
Well, it's like Hocus Pocus. You just smell a baby and then we become youthful witches.
Yeah. That's another tip for your throat. Smell a baby.
Become a witch.
Right. Smell a baby, become a witch.
We're full of all sorts. Hey, it's the holidays. Everyone's getting sick. We're just trying to keep you healthy.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that witches, and then once you're a witch, you can make your own spells and make yourself well constantly.
Or you could just use it to manifest your own gifts, because it is the season.
Witches, can they make their... I guess you could do whatever you're a witch.
You could do whatever.
Witches have no rules.
Do you even need presents though? If you can fly, flying was the number one thing.
Yeah, you need heavy things you could drop on people you don't like while flying.
Is flying all that great? Really, really.
Listen, you guys know a lot about tea and tongues,
and air and space travel.
Right. Is flying? Would it be really that great as a human being to be able to fly?
All right.
I don't even mean like just like flying like in a plane, helicopter. Like what? Let's talk right. about different modes of air transport.
Is it really worth it? This week on Jammers.
This at 11.
Oh man, we are killing Steven. It. We gotta really do this before every episode. We gotta just like you make bread, I walk around.
It has to rain in LA. It's a very specific mix right. of ingredients to get this good of an episode.
Yeah.
Good? Is that the word? That's the word we want? Good.
Good?
Okay, sure.
I took the ferry from, I was in West New York last night again, and it is really nice. It was a nice way to start the day, to take the ferry across, like a little boat ride. It's very calm. So I was on a boat and I was on trains and I've been walking around. So I'm ready for a nap. So you guys,
yeah,
take
exactly.
it away.
And we're done.
And good night.
We came in real hot and heavy. And now right, we're out
I'm
of here.
I'm tired. Megan's
got to
go.
That's like a 9-minute episode.
Yeah. Megan's got
to go fold that bread again for the fifth time.
Yeah.
So what are we doing this week, you guys?
We got some TV to talk about.
Yeah, we do. And
and also just other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we got
it's the holidays, baby.
Yeah, it's the holidays. We got to talk about the show. And well, Karen, so we've already got emails from some people. So Karen.
Oh, okay.
Karen, who is a friend and a listener, messaged me right when I was on my way over here walking. She's like, I'm so excited to talk about the Mormon show. She watched it immediately.
Good. Oh, this is a little old school, but I got a listener sent me a message asking exactly how she can watch Love Island.
And how can we do that?
How can you watch Love Island?
On Hulu. We talked about this a million years ago.
Okay. Clearly, I went and mainlined Love Island.
I almost choked on my coffee. I put almond milk in this thing for the calories.
Yeah. So I actually had a problem this week. I realized, and this is kind of goofy because we talked about it jokingly, but then it actually happened.
Oh, God.
So I realized I've been sharing a Netflix password with my old roommate from two apartments ago for the past 6 years.
Okay.
And it shut off this week. And I was like, oh, fuck. I actually need Netflix. And I have to say, not having Netflix was very freeing.
Do you really watch that much Netflix?
No, but I definitely go to Netflix as like my thing. Because my whole entertainment life is based off of like pretty much sharing passwords with my family. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I'll get the Hulu Plus. You guys get the HBO Go.
That's what everyone does.
Exactly. Everyone does that, right? But then when one of them goes away and you're like, oh, God. And then you're actually like, do I want to pay for this? Is this even worth it? Like, because there's nothing... It's nothing substantial.
This is a lot of bullshit because I pay for all of my own accounts. I pay for my own Netflix, my own HBO Go. Yeah. So I don't know. If you want a free ride, let me know.
Yeah. Wendy's got loads of passwords to give out. Yeah. Me and Preston just split everything. Like pays for Hulu. I pay for Netflix.
See, I do it with my whole family. So like between the four of us, it's like, okay, I'll get this, you get that. And then we just all split it up.
I want a family or a boyfriend. This is a lot of bullshit.
You have to pay for so many different entertainment watching services.
I know, that I barely even use.
Yeah, exactly.
The one I look at most, I should pay for. I got to start paying for porn. That's what I need to do.
We should all start paying for porn. I know. But it's so hard because it's the biggest tap of free shit.
It's too late.
It's like stealing music. Like if stealing music was just like de facto, this is how life is now. It's hard to put that genie back in the fucking bottle.
I mean, yeah, that's the same thing. Like people just go on like Spotify. No one buys music.
I mean, I do because I'm a freak about it.
I buy vinyl, but I don't buy, I mean, I just put on, if we're not listening to records, I just put on like, I haven't listened to my iTunes in forever.
Yeah, but I pay for Spotify's like to eliminate the ads and stuff.
Cool. I don't. I'm poor.
Yeah.
I want to steal artistic music.
See, I would take a Spotify subscription over a Netflix. I would rather not have Netflix than.
I actually, and I'm not, this is completely true. I felt so guilty about using Spotify. Because I think it's because my ex-boyfriend is a record, and I can remember because he's a record producer. So I can remember as all that was happening, it would directly affect his pay.
Oh, it fucking directly affected my life. I entered into the music industry at the asshole of the economic collapse and streaming.
Right. And as somebody who, especially like with doing stand-up, we do so many free shows and then you're trying to like working in entertainment, and even like with the podcast where you're like, oh, we're putting time and energy into this. I mean, not this show, but like, you know.
Oh, no.
Like stand-up.
So much lies. Oh, so much time.
Right. Jammer. Steven puts a lot of time in editing.
So much time.
We put zero time in.
You guys, I put so much time in.
You do.
We don't even put an hour of recording in.
Right.
Oh my God.
We record for an hour. I put an hour of commuting in. So, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? And I need money to pay for the calories that I'm burning over that bridge walk. But I thought like, I was like, well, this is really hypocritical of me that to be taking this music off Spotify. And I, even though these artists are, but it's not the artists. It's the same like when people pirate movies. It doesn't hurt George Clooney. It hurts like the crew members and all those people.
Well, it hurts the entire infrastructure. Yeah.
This is what I think is interesting, because this is a conversation people have about music and movies and stuff. But like, no one talks about this with porn. No one's like, oh, I felt so bad. I went on Pornhub and I felt so bad. I jerked off to this thing I didn't pay for. No one says that about porn. And I think it's really interesting.
There's actually a really fabulous audiobook series that John Ronson did called The Butterfly Effect.
Yeah, it's great. But that's not what most people think.
Right.
No, but I mean, look, I'm neck deep in this stuff. Number one, I was fucking dating a porn star as this was all happening. And like,
oh, I haven't heard this before.
You don't know this? Yeah, no. Fucking, you're not aware. Oh, fuck it. Oh, that's sarcasm. Oh, everyone's laughing.
No, but no, you're part, you're part of that. But no, what Megan said, and it's true. Most people
aren't thinking about it.
Do not think about it. Like they do not, like I got rid of my Spotify account. And I, even today, like I was like, oh, I wanted to listen to a certain record. And I'm like, oh, that was on Spotify. And so I went on iTunes and I bought the album earlier today. Cause I would rather, I just feel better about that because especially with that's the end. Like if think about whatever your job is, if people are all of a sudden just like, I just don't want to pay, you were just working for free.
Yeah, but this is the problem with it. It's just become a Pandora's box. It's been opened and there's no closing it. Well, like most people will more talk about like music and movies and feeling guilt about like that. But again, the majority of people are like, fuck those people. They make enough money.
I really honestly
don't think about it really the same way as a job.
Part of the one of the biggest problems with porn is like that industry hates being litigious because they don't want to shine any light on anything going on. So it's like they're not as likely to take something to court. The same way that like if someone's doing prostitution and she gets fucking raped and robbed, she doesn't feel like she can live within the system.
Right.
But it's a fucked up thing, you know, and the only way you can do it is to legalize it. And then, but I don't know. Yeah. There's no clear answer. We're clearly not solving this dilemma, but it is a fucking very real problem. And I think we're starting to see our way out of it a little bit because you are seeing like Erica Lust and like the high end people that are really making like good feminist leaning pornography that, you know, people are definitely buying it. But it's really expensive because they can't tap into things like PayPal and a lot of the banking systems. And, you know, it's a lot of extra fucking hurdles because it's porn.
Yeah, it is a weird, yeah, it's a strange with anything sex working. And that's the thing is like people watch. I remember this was years ago and I watch porn constantly because I love it so much. Like most people love watching porn. And I can remember I would always watch porn and jerk off to it. And then a buddy of mine who's a comic, I remember he was dating some chick. And this was, again, this was like 5 or 6 years ago. And he goes, yeah, I'm dating this chick. And he brought her and she was like tatted up and super hot and big fake tits. And he was like, yeah, she's a porn star. And my first thought was like, oh God, gross. That's so dirty. And then I remember being like, and then later that night I was home watching porn to masturbate. And I was like, what a fucking hypocrite that I'm going to be like, I can't believe you're hanging, like what a fucking whore. But then
that's what everyone does.
It's so
many
crazy.
People look at porn that way where they're like, that's gross and dirty. It's the no one talks about watching porn. People are more open with it now, but still most people don't want to talk openly about the fact they watch porn because it's gross. It's gross and dirty. And the people that do it are gross and dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they look at it as like a lesser than thing.
Yeah. And
like
you know,
a using type of thing,
which is so fucking ridiculous because most people are so frustrated with their sex lives in some way or another.
I know.
Yeah. But it does. I mean, it's, you know, puritanical.
Puritanical
views.
Fucking bullshit, man. We need to tear the system down.
Yeah.
I'm an angry teenager now, you guys.
So just curious, what do you guys pay for porn?
Well, that's, I don't like, I want to find out how, and actually, you know what? I've thought about it.
It's very easy.
Because Erica Lust shit is great.
Like, so do you have to buy it? Like, and that's what I was going to ask. So like,
you can subscribe to websites. You can subscribe to different services.
Yeah. So I'll just have to like, pay, like I go like on Pornhub, but then part of me
don't
worries.
Don't subscribe to Pornhub.
No.
Though, because the problem is, so
that's
Pornhub,
a bad guy, right?
That's what the butterfly effect is.
Listen
all about.
Listen to the John Ronson
so,
thing.
I've heard
really
that. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like
so what the
they're
whole,
bad guys.
The, what the whole thing is. And I'm half talking out of my ass.
People should just listen
to
it.
But yeah, you should definitely check out the butterfly effect.
This is going to take too long to explain. Just listen to John Ronson's amazing. Go buy all of his books.
It's actually pretty simple. Like all the porn sites, all the tube sites that you watch. So what? YouPorn, TubeBait, fucking
RedTube,
all those sites that you see at the top of the thing. There's like 5 or 6 of them. What those sites did was they essentially stole clips from all the legitimate porn companies and the companies that were big enough, like Digital Playground or Playboy or whatever. They went and just bought them out. So they own most of the porn production company. Like they own Bang Brothers. They own fucking Digital Playground. They just bought all the shit. It's like if Napster would have gone and just bought out all the record labels and then been like, well, fuck you. And then what happens is the little shops were like, they don't have the money to sue them and they don't have the money to keep up with fucking their takedown notices and that kind of thing. It was fucked up. It continues to be fucked up. And now they're legitimate companies, but like, don't go, like, go to the independent producers and the independent sites that are making the porn that you like. Don't pay for Pornhub.
Okay. No, that's good.
That's my rant.
No, because that's interesting. Like this is actually a real helpful thing because I don't now.
Yeah,
I know you were trying to do a joke or a something when you asked Megan and I about the benefits of using cat dicks to brush our tongues.
I love that it's now, a joke or something.
It's a
something.
It's a something.
It's a joke or it's something.
It was something.
But that would be well. Maybe we can post in the thing links in the show notes, like 2 different sites to pay. Because I honestly don't. I would not even know where to look, except for I would Google.
Also, this is what the other thing that is interesting with the whole like asking people to pay for stuff. Like, oh, if you know, like you should pay for your music and you should pay for this. This is a free podcast.
Yes,
right.
You know what I mean. Most podcasts are free, so that the. And podcasts every now and then will come out, well, they'll do like a special thing or like with Patreon where like you pay for that. How many people that listen to the free thing then also pay for the thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. People are just very accustomed now to not paying for anything.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a putting that back in the box.
I agree. But and I think what we've done as creators is just kind of like try and switch to monetize where we can. So like Jammers, it's like, okay, we give out Jammers for free with the hopes that then when we do,
people will join our cult.
Exactly. And live with us in Vermont.
Right.
Making jam and bread.
Right. Oh my God, dude. Jam and bread, jam and toast. Holy fuck.
This bread, I will post pictures once this bread is baked with my homemade.
Dude, homemade bread jam is fucking crazy.
And I'll burp in the middle of it too.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully we sell enough jam and bread and fucking the comedy tickets and shit like that it makes
that we can build our compound in Vermont again
and never do comedy again.
Yeah.
Oh, and never do this podcast again.
Yeah, and we can all just live together. Do you know? Like, we could just instead
and
of
no jokes allowed. Nobody's funny.
No smiling. No laughing.
Very serious.
It's gonna be.
I'm definitely gonna make a documentary about this, and then we're gonna give it away for free on Netflix.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But we won't need money because when we're all living on the compound, it'll be like a commune. You know, everyone just has little jobs and we all help each other.
Yeah. You trade porn for music.
Right.
And music for movies and podcasts like for underwear. You know? It's a barter system.
But it's no technology. It's beta. So it's like, okay, I really want to listen to a song. Okay, I'll play you a song if I can watch you and your spouse fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like, live.
So this is like some Mad Max shit. That's the reality. That's the reality of where socialism is heading. It's just we're in the Wild West with guns on our backs.
That's kind of a good idea.
I'm on board with that. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I don't know why Steven seems to think this is not a great idea.
You two would survive. I would literally be like a fucking weird slave in this future Mad Max hellscape.
Perfect. Also good. Steven's a weird slave. This is all working out. I like this idea more and more.
Yeah.
Every passing moment, every new idea that pops into our head.
Steven's just chained up.
Steven's a slave. We're singing songs and watching people fuck. This is great.
Yeah. I like
that. Take me there now.
What are you singing?
Trading live entertainment, whatever you want us to sing. We can, and yeah, I think it's great. We barter live entertainment, you know? And so then if you want jokes, because some people might want jokes.
I mean, this is podcasting. This is the hellscape of podcasting. It's like we are bartering you entertainment in exchange for Blue Chew.
By the way, you know, and I don't want to, but like my stepdad says, thanks to Blue Chew.
Hey,
it's the fucking
gross. There we go. Thanks.
Oh,
it's very gross. Oh,
we'll endorse it. Steven, I know you like hearing about your mom getting fucked by your dad who's in a wheelchair, but Wendy might not like hearing about her stepdad fucking her mom.
No.
See, because you have puritanical values and you're just not open-minded. That's like you're shaming your father for being
Steven,
a sexual being.
Steven,
no, look, I don't want to hear.
You can accept the fact your parents have sex. You don't have to be like, yeah, tell me about it, Dad. How wet was mom's pussy? Dad, we're
agreed.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about
exactly.
it.
Hard agree on that.
I don't want to hear about it. I want to see it. I want to see it live. If you guys want
to see it with no sound.
Right? I want to see it, no sound. If you want these Blue Chews, we're in the barter system now, you cucks. You want these pills? Drop trow. I want to look at you with a sad, soft dick. Try to fuck my mother.
Hey, it's the future. This is the future, baby. We're living in it now.
And then I just open your mouth and I throw the pills in like a seal, like fish to a seal. Bark for it.
Ah, this makes me want to go to Universal and watch the Waterworld show.
Which is now the second or third time you've brought the show up on this podcast.
I know, because it's so good.
I can't.
And anytime we talk about a dystopian future, I just go right back to Waterworld.
I love that movie so much.
It's so bad in so many different, beautiful, amazing ways.
I can't believe that show is still running because the movie came out in the 90s, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
We talked about this probably the first or seventh time I brought up the Waterworld stunt show at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's what me and Preston, the first time we went and watched, like, there's kids there. But even if you can legally buy a beer, you don't remember fucking Waterworld.
No.
No. No, and even the people that can buy beer didn't see that
movie.
So
people are just there and they're just like, oh, what a weird stunt show. There's just an odd premise for a stunt show. This is strange.
They're just watching like people with jet skis dive around through essentially garbage.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like, I don't know, I guess. This would make an interesting movie. Yeah. No, no, it wouldn't. No, 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 no.
Huh, that's weird. I wonder what's that. It's this cool show. This guy just like rides jet skis through like hot flaming garbage. And then at one point drinks his own pee. I was hammered.
I was riveted. Oh, and they throw buckets of water on the audience. So it's fun.
Do they really?
Oh my God. Like, no, I'm not buckets.
So there's a Gallagher.
They throw
component.
So much water. It's like the first five rows. You look like you just jumped in a pool.
Splash zone.
It's not just a splash zone. It's like there's one guy that will bring up a bucket, full bucket, and just go up to a random person, just dump the bucket over the person's head.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's... And there's so many people that go to Universal that speak no English. I'm just watching, thinking like, this person has no idea what is going on.
That has to be someone's just like pet project to fuck with people.
That seems insane. Like, I understand if you're in the splash zone with like, ooh, their jet skis going. Nope. They walk up with buckets and just dump it on people.
Yeah. Or they'll stand at the edge of the pool and just pick up buckets of water and like fling them. It's crazy.
I like to think that the water world show has actually like become its own separate community, and Disney can no longer shut it down, or Universal or wherever the fuck it is. Like it's out of control, like, and they're their own world. Like, it actually
is water world. Yeah. Those stunt actors live on the water world set.
They all actually have gills.
They live separate from the rest of the people that work there, and like just fuck with them, and people are like, what's going on over there?
I don't think you're wrong.
They're their own dystopian society. That's what's really happened. That's how it's still going.
They've just been there for years. They started fucking the fish that were there in the water. They
There's beautiful babies.
Yep. And now the babies are the stars. They just live, and the actors all sleep underwater like koi, like a koi.
Yeah,
pond.
Exactly. Just very slowly moving.
You're like, that fish under there. Wow, that's like a big fish. It kind of looks like a knockoff Kevin Costner. It's like a weird.
It almost looks like a man.
God.
So what were you able to see on your functional Netflix accounts? Because I think I'm going to keep it Netflix free for a while.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah. Live my life.
Oh, whatever.
But Sabrina's really
pack.
Good. So, like, you should get it and watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Is that good?
See, that's what I'm saying.
It's really
like,
good.
I hear that
it's
and I'm
really
like,
good.
Fuck that. I don't need to waste any more time on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
It's really good. It's like, I thought it was going to be not good. Which makes me also want to watch that stupid Riverdale show.
I mean, I have a friend that's obsessed with the Riverdale show. I mean,
yeah, my thing. I'm like, I already have too many programs.
She has a teenage daughter.
I'm sorry, did you say programs?
Kind
of,
you know.
Of course
you
said programs. How else would you say the word programs? It's both spelled and pronounced programs.
Right. Look, I have
just
too many
like coupons are spelled and pronounced coupons.
You guys?
I'm confused.
Look, there are so many programs. I've kept not caught up on all my programs or my stories.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. Oh, speaking of programs and coupons, thank you to the people that are sending us pictures. Just going back to our old lady roots from last episode, where we're sitting around smoking wine covered cigarettes.
Oh God.
That's already a product, apparently. Black and Mild.
What?
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
They have a wine flavored.
Black and Mild.
Black and Mild
flavored.
Does have a wine flavored, which they're not even cigars. What would you call a Black and
Cigarello?
Mild?
Cigarello.
They're fucking blunt. They're like you just buy them to roll blunts.
No, some people fucking legit smoke Black and Mild.
Wait.
This is, you know who had a fucking Black and Mild on Thanksgiving?
Rick Wood.
Craig Edwards.
Are these people?
Our friends in Los Angeles that are comedians.
Like after he like went over and I was like, what is that? I was like, are you smoking a blunt? And he was like, Black and Mild. And I was like, wait, hold on.
Craig Edwards is super funny. Follow him on social media and go watch him live.
Oh.
If you're in Los Angeles. Craig is so fucking funny.
He's the best. I love him.
God damn it.
We had a
funny
game night last night. I got him addicted to poker. Because he doesn't smoke or drink or do anything fun anymore.
Yeah, I know.
So then on Thanksgiving, he was like, do you know how to play poker? I've always wanted to know how to play poker. And I was like, sure. So I teach him poker. And now he's just the first thing he said when he got here last night. Because I was like, so what game do you want to play? And he's like, poker. You got cards? It's like, oh, great. Here we go. What have I done?
Well, you got to have a vice. That's the thing.
You gotta
he doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He didn't do that anymore. So now he's a gambler. So now, great.
So yeah. I'll say right here on this podcast, my good friend Greg Edwards has a crippling gambling
addiction. God, I'm so glad you're doing this. We were worried, like, you were stopped being cool. Like, Greg's yeah, always God. Sober.
But now he's throwing his life away in a new, fun, exciting right. way.
Yeah. Ugh, it
you
sucked.
You do have to have something. You need when
Greg,
something.
And you know, now that Greg's still sober, but at least he's homeless from his gambling problem, so he's fun again.
Yeah, exactly.
He's only got one pair of shoes for the last 7 years. It's so like, it's just so kitschy. Yeah, the Netflix thing, the Mormon, we should talk about the Mormon thing.
Yeah, what's up with the Mormon thing?
That's why everyone, Sabrina, fuck it.
I mean, that's why.
Just for the Mormon show.
I mean, no, I started watching Mad Men and like, it's interesting to watch those. It's a weird thing because I love The Prophet. I have a crush on Marcus Lemonis on CNBC.
By the way, Sabrina's John Hamm's daughter in Mad Men. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes. I thought that's what you said, Mad Men.
Oh, no. I just said Mad Men because I was thinking about...
The girl that plays Sabrina is John Hamm's daughter in Mad Men.
Really? Now I will watch it. And I'll just...
Think about her dad's huge hog.
Yep. I think about her fake dad's big dick. I love a fake dad's big dick.
Fake dad's big dick.
Yeah. No, he's so hot. No, just because that's the last thing on Netflix I watched was... Mad Men, and then The Mormon Show when Megan told me about it. God,
The Mormon Show
is so
interesting. Why are you guys so obsessed with this show? What are we getting into here?
It's just like a great bizarre because it's straight up just numerous families. How many families do you think live there? Because you don't meet everybody, but like that funeral's huge.
Yeah, I would guess so. It's place in Utah. And honestly, a part of the reason
it's beautiful.
Too, it's gorgeous. And also like we're using it. It's partially entertainment, but also research Megan and I are doing for how we want to build out the Jammers compound.
I want all the homes built in rocks.
Yeah.
Like their houses. They're so cute.
Yeah. So they're fundamentalist Mormons. So they believe in polygamy and they practice it. And they, you know, what was interesting to me about the show? They never mention and all the times, because it's only four episodes, and I went to Mormon church growing up.
So mad, by the way. So mad. I said that last night when we were in bed. I was like, why was this only four episodes?
Yeah. It was only four episodes. And they never actually mention why the polygamy is so important and why they have so many kids. They just say it believes that it gets them closer to God. But I was waiting for them
to... No, they mention it. The whole being God yourself thing?
Yeah, but it's gnarlier than that. It's like... the reason they have so many kids, like it's not gnarlier, but there's just,
is
they
this
mentioned
like inside
that
Mormon scoop that you have that we,
yeah, no, they mentioned cause it, you're practicing for being a God of your own planet. Right. So that's, they do mention that, but the reason they have so many kids is not just to practice being a God. It's because they believe that there are a finite number of spirit babies in heaven. And the reason that they have so many kids is because Mormons, that you learn this in Mormon school, that once all the spirit, so they teach you in the Mormon religion that all the, in heaven, there are these planets where there's one God and he's got like 70 spirit wives and he's just constantly knocking them up with spirit jizz. And then they have spirit babies. And so that's what they're practicing for on Earth, is to run their own planet and like fuck spirits and have spirit babies. But the Mormons also believe that there are a finite number of spirit babies in heaven. And they teach you, they show you these videos where it's like kids in clouds and they're like, oh, I want that to be my mom and I want that to be my dad. They teach you that like you can pick your own parents.
And by the way, you can find those on YouTube.
Yeah.
Those are all on YouTube. Yeah. And oh my. Highly recommend.
Just
doing
so everyone
it.
Knows, manic hand gestures happening here in the
Jammers
compound.
Yeah, because I just got so excited because I forgot about those videos.
Yeah. I mean, I used to, and at the time my parents were divorced. So I was going to Christian, just like generic, like hippie Christian church by the beach where they were just like, we just play guitars and have donuts. And you know, the guitar teacher fingers you and you're like, wait, hold on. What was that? I got
you're
molested
like my type by, of church.
I got fingered by two different religious people in both churches. So it's that's God one thing. It's consistent, it. You know.
I mean, that really is the consistent See, problem in religion.
In all religion,
religion,
cults. Just anytime you get a group of people together, led by a man,
right?
Someone's getting fingered,
right?
Someone's going to get fingered. Right.
I mean, that's what happens when you preach forgiveness. You know,
yeah.
You just can't let men be forgiven.
And when it's all the puritanical stuff, it's anytime where they're like, you can't anything, like you deny all the sexual. Right. Stuff, then people get so uptight about it and it becomes this big, you know.
Yeah, and then they're watching porn and they're not paying for it. And they don't respect the people in it. I mean,
these cunts.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, totally. All three of us pay for all our porn. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're not rich.
See, God, Steven.
I mean, how many subscriptions can I have?
The level of hypocrisy.
Oh, I'm trying. I want that, you
intense.
Know, I want that Erica Lust subscription. I do, but I do not have it.
So. I'm gonna no, that's-
here, I have this. Let's do this. Practice what you preach. Don't jerk off for a month. Unless it's paid for porn.
I'm not going to do that.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You're not going to do that.
I'm not going to.
Or don't watch porn when you jerk off.
I think it's unhealthy to not jerk off. I do.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You can still jerk off.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I would just come, don't watch porn.
If I could give up porn, but if I wouldn't come like after a week, I would come in my sleep.
You have to math, but you guys,
no problem. You can jerk off, but just don't watch porn you don't pay for a month.
I can do that.
Steven's personal challenge.
No, I can not watch porn and jerk off.
Yeah.
But I can't not jerk off. That would not work for me.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't care.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So back to the Lord.
I just want to quickly say, and look, and I hate to do this, but I don't hate to do this. Because speaking of getting shit for free, I do want to say this is very interesting. And this is 100% true. I did a Patreon on my Patreon, a story that I put yesterday. And I actually did a two-parter and there was a challenge in there. And thank you, Josh, for commenting on it. And it's talking about this chick emailed me about this crazy thing that she walked in on. Like a family member having sex when she was a kid and it like fucked with her brain forever. And like that would like slip into her brain when she's masturbating or when she's coming.
Oh no.
And she was really ashamed. And so then I told a story about something similar with me. But so I was talking about that on my Patreon last night, specifically about like jerking off without watching porn and just see like what pops into your head and like the weird and like trying to like get rid of the shame of that and like all that kind of stuff. It's very interesting.
It's actually interesting. It's like what pops into your head when you jerk off.
Right before you come.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. That second right before you come, like it'll be a weird, you're like, oh God, gross.
Yeah. But then it's there forever.
Yeah. That's a good challenge. I think that's a good challenge is let's all do for 1 month. Don't jerk off unless it's to porn that you did not pay for. You can use your mind.
Yeah. Wait. That's what I do. I almost never watch porn anymore.
Really?
Also, 'cause I'm just like, ugh. Yeah.
Kind of porn did you watch when you were like, I'm over this?
Lesbian porn.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's the only porn I watch. Yeah, I used to have a joke about it. It's the only porn I've watched for years.
Interesting.
Any other dicks besides Preston, I'm just like, ugh.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I always think it's
doesn't
so...
doesn't do anything for
I
me.
Think that, I think I always think this is such fucking interesting conversations because it's like everyone will send you something that will be like, really? Like, it's always a head turner, like a head cock, like, damn, okay.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, like, I find that to be, I guess, kind of interesting, like, just what people get off to.
Yeah. What's your thought? Do you have a memory of the thing that pops into your head when you're jerking off without porn that, like, consistently is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and
that?
I'm not going to say it on this podcast. Okay. And I did not say it on my Patreon. I'm not going to say it on this podcast.
Wow. Good. You keep that
call me
for
after
you.
The podcast and tell me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's interesting is it's like a deep-seated... And who knows, maybe it stems from, and this is something that I almost said we, but the patron isn't me just like talking to, but it's interesting about like what gets you off and what it's like an interesting thing because a lot of times some, and not always, but sometimes it can stem from sexual trauma when you were a kid.
Right.
Like I was finger banged when I was 9 or 10 years old by the guitar teacher at my Christian church downstairs in the basement. He was teaching me guitar and he just like shoved his fingers inside of me.
Yeah, that
it happened when I was 16 in Mormon church. See, we're like on topic.
Oh, okay.
And it happened. And like we were playing, it was like hide and seek at a Halloween thing. And this 19-year-old right before he's going on his
mission.
Wait,
I'm sorry. You were playing hide and seek at 16?
Yeah. I was sober. I was in a church.
That's what I'm taking from this story.
Yeah. I think I was 16 or maybe younger, but I think I was 16. No, I was younger because I stopped going to Mormon church before I could even drive. But I was playing hide and seek in a church because it was like a Halloween party in the church. And that's what you in the Mormon. This is the Mormon church is like fucking.
They're fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
But that's I mean, that's kind of what religion is trying to make OK.
Yeah, but you
to
just
finger bang, bang people.
No, no.
Halloween?
I mean, they're trying to control that. So, yeah. So I think they are. I don't know. But they're doing a horrible job.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was a guy right before he went on his mission. He like we were playing and he like found me and he was like, hey, and he goes, I found you. And I was like, huh. And they like shut the door and like pushed me up against the wall and just shoved his hand up my dress, breathing on my neck. So like stuff like that. So like for me, what I get like. Just thinking like that's why, you know, as far as like aggressive, like being attacked and like that kind of stuff. It's just interesting what people get off on, what you think about in your mind.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that stuff, some of that you got to keep secret.
Oh, yeah.
You can't give all that. You can't give that away for free.
I mean,
but if you guys pay for it, we will.
Yeah.
But if you subscribe
for $1,000,
yeah,
we will make up something.
That's the $1,000 jam-a-lam.
For $1,000, we will lie to you even more than we already do.
Yeah.
There you go.
What do you think about puppies? Ha ha, suckers.
I don't know. I'd be pretty upset if that's what you thought about right before you came. Just a single golden retriever puppy.
Yeah, somehow that's more disturbing than anything with a blood relative.
Yeah. Involved. Oh, 100%. That's, yeah.
What do you think about?
I don't care for that.
What do you think about my cat, Sweet Face?
Yeah. Are you sure not like your dad?
Right. You sure?
I'd be a lot more comfortable if you just said your dad.
Right. Wow. Even your stepdad. If you could say that you think about your stepdad's soft dick, I would feel more comfortable.
We already know
with that.
He's telling you about it all the time. So right. Like just be honest.
Sebastian did. That's the problem with a pet is I was jerking off the other day and Sebastian like he sleeps. He does. I was like, he doesn't want to be by me and he hides and whatever. And then I lay down and I'm like, I'm going to jerk off and take a quick nap. And as soon as I like start like getting revved up to come, he walks and like, wah, and like climbs and like lays right
like
by my head. He like laid on my chest and I had to be like, kitty, kitty, yeah. Honey, I don't want to build this connection with you. I don't want to build this weird.
He's just looking into your eyes deeply. Yeah.
I'm like, we can't have this. I need you off. And then I'm like, and then I pick him up, put him on the couch and he like laid next to me. He was still touching my leg. And I'm like, nope. We cannot have this. I cannot build these neural pathways with my child.
See, that's better. Just tell people instead of you picture, just be like, oh, I picture my beautiful son's face right before I come. Say that instead.
Right. My beautiful adopted son. How old is he? I'm not really sure.
Don't worry, he's covered in hair, so he's a man.
Yeah. I adopted him when he was older.
If that's what you're weirded out about, if you're weirded out that I'm thinking of my underage adopted son, don't worry.
Yeah, covered in hair. It's like a werewolf on a full moon. He's fine. No one knows how old he is. When I went to the adoption place, they were like, we got one. It's a boy. And he's old and he doesn't like people. And I was like,
but don't worry, fuckable.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Antisocial.
If people are shaming porn, they're definitely shaming jammers. This is fucked up.
Look, he's older, he's antisocial, but he fucks like an animal.
Oh, by the way, he is in fact an animal. It is a cat. It's not. This whole time, I just realized I've been kind of ambiguous. It's not a human boy, it is a cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in case you're wondering, because a lot of people ask this, you know, we do know a lot about cats. So I know you're going to assume we also know about dental health. We have saved his removed penis. You can use that for a tongue cleaner.
Yeah. We're an adoption agency / dental office. So if you have any further questions. That's so fun. That's actually where I went and got my wisdom tooth pulled out.
Right.
That's how they did it. He had to keep get because I remember I said it was too close to my back molar. That was the different tools he had to keep getting. He had to keep getting different size cat dicks to squiggle in there and jimmy my tooth out.
That's why he's like, you can smoke if you want. I mean, I put a cat dick in there. You're not going to get
there's a cat dick in there right now. So that's what do you think stopping the blood?
Right.
Do you think all those Mormon families talk about cat dicks around the dinner table?
See, I think that if they is this
just us?
Yeah. We're going to be like a fun compound because it's going to be weird. Like
this is the selling point. Yeah. If we want to get people to join our cult, just listen to the last 2 minutes of this episode.
If that was a riot for you, come to the Jammers compound. That would be a good test.
Well, it's a cool, the way they, cause so this Mormon thing. So the way that they have it set up, it gave for here's what's interesting. Cause a lot of people like, so these they're, oh, and this is what I was going to say. So they believe there are a finite number of spirit babies in heaven.
Right.
And they teach you, okay, the reason they have so many kids is because once all the spirit babies are born into physical earthly bodies, then Jesus comes down and the apocalypse happens.
Is it a fun apocalypse or is it like the hellscape that we think of as the apocalypse?
Well, for them, it's chill as fuck.
It's great. Or like the wrath or whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Wrath,
rapture, thank
whatever
you.
Whatever you're into.
Yeah, the wrath of God. I went to so much church.
I know.
And you couldn't think of the word wrath.
Right,
and rapture. Rapture was the word that was alluding.
Yeah. I was thinking the wrath of God.
See, and all I did was just listen to lots of Slayer. Rapture's right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, see?
That is essentially the same as going to church.
Yeah.
Listening to any sort of metal a lot during your teenage years.
Carving Pantera into your arm. Equal the
same thing as church.
The highest holy of holies.
Yeah. And you might, if you go to a show, you might get finger banged in a mosh pit or something. So like
it's just like church.
Right.
You'll definitely get felt up. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. By someone who's much older.
By a gross guy you would never fuck.
Right.
Just like at church.
Yeah. But the Mormon, so what they have set up is like the way that they have their houses set up. I think it's a good way for us to do on the Jammers compound.
How was that?
This was research. Yeah, this was 100% research. Yeah. This wasn't for fun.
No. Oh, I did not have fun watching. I was watching it and I'm like, I got to watch this again with Megan, like side by side where we can just eat and yell at the TV like it's a Super Bowl.
Well, this is what I found interesting when Stephen kept referring to Netflix is for entertainment. Cause I was like, what do you mean? What's entertaining? This is a strictly intellectual exercise.
Right.
Like, it's like going to class every time I watch Netflix.
Right. I was taking notes on the structure of, they build these houses.
The structural engineering of their homes.
Right. It's just essentially, it's just like a trailer that they like pushed up against a mountain.
No, some of them are legit. Some of them are like two-story houses.
Yeah, where they're built in. The one with the guy with three wives, that guy's such a doofus.
Well, the main guy, he's such a fucking doofer. I can't handle him. But you know who's bad as fuck? Oh, also the youngest wife's a cunt.
Yeah.
The new wife is a total bitch. But the bitch with glasses?
Yes.
She's the best. And I want to come rescue her and have her meet a nice man.
Right.
Because she says shit and like fuck all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, they were cursing a lot. And I was like, well, I guess
it was just her. She was the only one that cursed the whole time.
I guess you're right.
It was only her that cursed, which I thought was so interesting.
And he can't.
At first, I was like, maybe these are real liberal fundamentalist Mormons.
I'm yeah.
Like, they love cursing, but it was just her.
Yeah. She kind of reminded me of like if Sarah Wood was like her like evil sister. Like, cause Sarah's the nicest person on the planet.
Yeah.
But like, it seems like if Sarah had like a sister or like if Sarah she just got fucking fed up with everything and she would flip. She's very sweet and she's like doing yoga and she's like trying to be nice and trying to make the best of everything. But she just would be like, just like,
she just lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She
literally said, fuck this shit one time. The fact that she's got a husband and he has two other fucking wives and combined, they have like, What was it? 11 or 14 kids?
Yeah. They had, I think they had.
I think it was 11.
Yeah, they have 11 kids.
Because what happened? Because they say how many they're going to have. I think it's 19 that they would have when he marries his brother's wives.
Yeah.
If he did that. Because that's, his brother dies. Oh, his brother dies. And then his brother asks him before he dies to marry his two wives. When he's dead, so that he can take care of his family.
Yeah. So this is the main guy, and he's such a doofus. Like, It's such I mean, it was like, cause I'm like in the still shot before he started walking, I remember being like, oh, he's like a good looking guy. And I bet he's like, you know, am I like, take care of, like, I'm practicing to be a god, so I'm gonna like take care of my wives, my women, and my kids. And he's just such a fucking deadbeat.
He's just a goof.
He walks in like, hey, sweet. And they have all the three separate homes, but they're all right next to each other.
They're all connected. They're not even next to each other. It's basically like a fucking split level,
like a
house, like where it's like downstairs. Yeah, like the downstairs is for Wendy, and then me and Steven, there's a wall. They're like sliding glass doors that separate the spaces.
And he just walks in. It's so, I mean, like, just emotionally, because on paper, you're like, okay. And like, we've talked about this. The idea for me of like dating a couple different people, or like that I'm cool with, or I'm like with, you know, the first guy that I met on the website where he was dating, he was like, I'm seeing four other people. And I was like, that's cool. I think it's easier if that's like out of sight, out of mind. But to watch them all where you have to like, they come in and give you a kiss and a flower, and then you know they're walking next door or through to the other room to go make out with someone else. It's like.
But the wives are all loyal to the husbands, right?
Yes. Okay. Just emotionally.
Yeah.
Like it just seemed. And having that many kids, but it's what's interesting is like that guy doesn't take any kind of, he takes no leadership at all as a dad.
No, the fucking ladies are running everything.
Yeah.
Well, and what? The one woman's going to nursing school and the other one works for like the fucking post office or something.
Yeah. Hmm.
I mean, are the men the main provider? Is that the backbone of it?
I don't think so.
Because the way you make him sound, I mean, like, look, we all know that everyone that you think is a god winds up being a bit of a doofus, you know?
Right.
But that would be one way that I can see it holding together is if he's financially providing, and then the women just kind of do like supplementary jobs.
Yeah, but no, like they have, the two chicks are going, two of the three are going, like, they have like jobs and are going to school and like.
Yeah.
And then the three wives, there's one where they go on vacation.
Oh, and they go to Santa Monica?
Yeah. This was great. And it was
from
really
Utah to Santa Monica.
It's interesting.
They drive.
What was interesting is I think I expected going into it and watching it, and I expected, and who I think we're gonna have on as a guest next week. So like get everybody excited. There is a woman who lives here in New York, who's a friend of mine, and she is in a polyamorous relationship, and she, like, her family are polygamous. Oh. She's her grandparents are like Mormon polygamous. And I was just talking to her at a show, and she was like, oh yeah. And with the, she goes, oh, how's Jammers? And I'm like, oh good. We're doing the Mormon show. We're going to talk about that. She goes, oh my God, my family. That's like, I've been watching it, and I'm
so excited for this.
So awesome. We're going to have her on so we can, so like, send us questions for her. Her name's Camille and she's great. But it's interesting because I think in my mind, I was like, oh, the women are going to be really subservient.
Right.
But that's not the case. I didn't find that to be the case at all. They were like,
at all.
No, they were like very shit talky to the husband.
Mm-hmm.
Very cunty.
Do you think they all resent the husband? Those are some clenched faces going
all
on. Like, you guys just felt all the emotions. I don't, just some of them. I mean, like, I feel like that's the problem with polyamory is like, when you have something that uneven, it just seems like it, like you would grow to resent them. Even
I don't
if
know
you
if
believe
resentment's
your-
necessarily the right word. But like, yeah, I think like the only chick that like does a good job of like pretending like she's cool with everything is the first wife.
Yeah.
The other two are fucking not stoked.
Right.
Well, and what I love too is the bitch whose dad started the whole community.
Yes.
Is like, no thanks. And she's not in a polyamorous, like her dad started whatever the fuck this little tiny little sect is called. And she's one of the only people in the little community that isn't in a polyamorous or isn't in like a polygamous relationship.
Yeah. But they call it
like just her and her husband.
Yeah. They called a plural marriage.
Yeah. Plural marriage.
Like what you and I are
with
Jason
Mendoza. By the way, that sounds better than polygamy.
Right.
I don't think so. Plural marriage sounds worse.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Like, well, and what I think, because outside of, and this will be interesting to have Camille and talk to her about it, because she, with having both, but it's outside of religion, if you are in a polyamorous relationship or you're in an open relationship where you want to see other people, when you're doing it for the pure, like, with the intent of just exchanging pleasure,
yeah,
and being able to, like, love and experience love with multiple partners, that I think is very different than these people who are just like, I'm doing this because God said I had to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really, totally. You can tell that they were just indoctrinated and brainwashed with the religion. And you can kind of see too, what's great is when you watch it, when they're doing the confessionals where they're all on the couch, the main guy with the three wives, with the one with the glasses that cusses, when they're sitting there and he's explaining, he's like, well, you know, we do this to practice, you know, like being gods. You can see the women kind of like rolling their eyes, like, good luck getting your own planet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the most bizarre thing, because it's like a sitcom relationship where they're like, yeah, the husband's a fucking dumb asshole.
Right. It's just a fucking Archie Bunker.
No, it's amazing. But it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. It's so interesting to watch them just be like, and in their confessional, they're like, I don't like this. I'm unhappy, but you know, I just have to work through it. Like, that's what, I just have to pray that God will like make me cool with this. And you're like, what the, it's so interesting how when you truly, if you believe, like, that if you don't do this thing, that some person living in the clouds is gonna, you know, like, send,
yeah,
you,
and
to
that's
hell.
How you end up in a plural marriage or end up getting finger banged in the basement of a church.
Yeah,
especially when you believe in something that many other people who believe in a different version of God would condemn.
Yeah,
like, that must create a very weird conflict, like, because there's no way to hide that publicly from, you know, if you're out in the world, someone's going to give you shit. You're going to get a side eye,
yeah,
with your plural marriage.
And what's weird to me is, why do people even give a shit, honestly?
Like, yeah.
Why does anybody give a shit if someone wants to have a bunch of spouses?
You know, people love to judge. I mean,
yeah, that's why I don't understand why it's illegal. I don't think anyone should give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be illegal at all. I think it should be illegal to have that many kids and make one person babysit them all. I think they should have rules. Yeah.
Well, unless you want your children murdered.
Right. But that's
then
why.
Then go for it.
Well, that's why Mormons have, like, one of my favorite parts of the whole thing was the trampolines everywhere, because every Mormon family had trampolines. Because
they
it's
do
just
have,
like,
lots of trampolines.
Yeah. Because you have so many kids and it's cheap.
You got to wear them out.
Yeah. You got to wear them out. And it's like one of those things where you're like, okay, we have 11 kids. I mean, we love them all, but if one of them were to fall.
Right.
That's God's will.
Right.
It's God's will.
It's God's will. We're just going to put
up. Oh, he said it at the same time.
I like to think that they just have all sorts of dangerous hobbies for the kids.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
And they just feed them like Costco cheese and white bread and cheese, which is what we're going to be serving at the
with
compound.
With mayonnaise on it.
Right. Which is not dissimilar from this next. We're going to be serving on the Jammers compound, but it's not because we are trying to kill you. It's because we love you.
And yeah,
it's
exactly. God's will. And it'll be delicious homemade white bread.
Right.
With Costco cheese.
Cheese and jam together is one of the most delicious snacks.
I know. Oh, that sounds so good.
Oh my God. Let me tell this. Oh, these are the two Mormon snacks that I made while I was watching this.
Oh, Jesus.
So, and this is good.
Did you make ants on a log?
No.
Oh,
that's a regular
that sounds
snack.
So good.
Yeah, is that a Mormon snack?
Oh, let me tell you these two. So a Mormon snack is essentially also a poor person snack. So it's like when you have so many kids. And you're just going, it's like, okay, I guess find whatever you can, like, make, whatever you can find in the cupboard. And then you try to make something creative to, like, you know, excite yourself. I had a bag of granola in the freezer. And so, and then I had all those leftover Milk Duds from the 17 pounds of Halloween candy. And that were in my freezer that I couldn't eat because I got sick. Because I'm such a delicate flower that I ate a dirty salad. And my tummy got all mad. I'm like so healthy now that I can't even eat my own shit anymore. It's like, yeah.
That's too healthy, Wendy. That is too healthy against doctor's orders.
Yeah. I know you ran 7 miles in a row, but can you eat your own shit and still feel fine?
Ma'am. Yeah, I get it. You just finished a marathon. Can you eat this piece of shit?
Right. I'm not going to tell you where it came from. Could be yours. Could be mine. Could be your cat. So we don't know. Just eat it and see how you feel. and then run a marathon.
And then we'll see if you're healthy or unhealthy.
Yeah. So I melted the Milk Duds on a plate in the microwave.
Oh God. This is a stoner snack.
And then I melted them down and then I put granola in the middle and then I rolled it up and I made little crunchy granola Milk Dud balls.
That's a stoner snack.
Yes.
Is that a high person snack?
I mean, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Melting candy in a microwave, full stop right there. Yes.
Is that a high person snack?
Definitely.
That's why I don't like
smoking. That's kind of stonery. I mean,
that's why I don't like smoking weed. Because I'm like, just high on life, guys.
Oh, no. God. Okay. Well, no. Thanks for listening to this week's Jammers.
No. I'm just trying to, like, block out the trauma of being molested multiple times. So I'm like, I know, let's melt some candy. Let's melt some candy.
Is that where we should cut it?
I think so.
Tickets are open to heaven. That God made so good by Blue Monday. No pay on Sunday.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jammer!